This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. All right, on your toes for today's uplift. It's the Sacramento Ballet. They have summer classes, and there are two-hour Zoom classes for children besides what's posted online. On the phone to explain how it's working is Artistic Director Amy Seiwert. Hi, Amy. You and everyone else in the arts community has had to be so creative. How's it going?
It's going okay. Yeah, it's definitely a challenge. Fortunately, the word of the day is pivoting, and dancers are really good at pivoting, so that's what we keep doing.
All right, talk about these virtual summer camps and the pop-ups for little kids.
Great. So, yeah, the camps will all start in July, and those are week-long sessions. These are geared for kids around ages 5 to 7, and they all have a theme. Like, the first one is Pirates and Mermaids, and they're very much built on what we used to do in the studio. But we've also taken into consideration Zoom fatigue and how you engage, especially the younger kids, in this format. So the good news is we've been working on this kind of since April is when the school first went virtual, and we've really kind of looked hard at what's working well and what's not, and these have adjusted for that. And we do have one just hour-long pop-up that's happening on June 30th based on the fabulous story, Dogs Don't Do Ballet. And that is just an hour-long session. It's the story, it's movement with the story, and there's a craft all built in. So that's kind of a mini version of a camp, just a little hour-long thing. But that happens on the 30th. And, you know, we're hearing from a lot of parents that just even these little times where they can get the kid engaged in an interactive activity, not just sitting in front of pre-packaged content, that it's really helpful. And I think as the ballet and as a nonprofit, we're really trying to figure out how to serve our community in this time. So if that's helpful, we're going to do it.
Even the public online videos, for example, there's a conditioning series. There's a class for people who are at risk of falling to help prevent falls and strengthen the body. I think there's just such innovative content there. We'll post a link to the website. But how is the economic stability? And, you know, we might be in this situation for another year, 18 months. How will the ballet weather that?
As well as we can. I mean, it's a crazy time, right? We're in the middle of three concurrent crises happening right now. So we have a health crisis, an economic crisis, and a social crisis all happening at the same time. And how do we weather all of that? The good news is it's an opportunity to rethink a lot of things we have done in the past and look at our models. Sacramento Ballet has always kind of been in the national landscape of a company. You know, we are what is considered small but mighty. And because of that, we're a little more agile than some of the larger organizations, and we're able to rethink things pretty swiftly. We are launching today. We're launching something called our Fanster Pass, and that is the opportunity for people who love the ballet to kind of step forward and do a kind of like a membership model, almost like a Netflix. You pay by month, and you get exclusive access to some of our archival works, as well as digital content that will be world premiere content just for this platform. And we've also made that as accessible as we can. The original thought was $25, $50, or $75, but also doing a student, educator, veteran rate of $20. And then also just saying, hey, and if you can't do any of these rates, if you can do $10 and you want to be able to watch the ballet and you want to be able to stay a part of what we're doing right now, like, that's fine too. Everyone, especially with COVID, I heard Jennifer speaking earlier, like, everyone is in such a different situation right now. And you know, how we can deal with that. And if we can offer some of this stuff online in a way that will help support the organization making it through this, but so importantly, support our community, then that's what we're going to do.
Well, you make a bold promise that you can keep 5 to 7-year-olds watching attentively for 1 to 2 hours. The pictures, The pictures of it happening have me pretty convinced. So I think it's a creative and a nice summer option.
It's great. Karen Camilo is our children's division lead, and she has spearheaded all of that, and she's been amazing in the work she's done for this.
All right, we'll post a link to the Sac Ballet's website. And Amy, take care. It's wonderful to see you and the company so present in the community as it is with all the arts right now. So stay safe and thanks for joining us.
All right, you as well. It was great to talk with you.
That's Amy Seiwert, Artistic Director of the Sacramento Ballet. And again, the link will be at capradio.org/insight. I am seeing that Governor Gavin Newsom and the Senate President and the Assembly Speaker now have announced they have an agreement on the next state budget. So there will be a press conference at noon. You will hear that hosted by Randall White. And I'm sure there'll be more budget news at that point. So in these final moments of the show, I want to share with you a change that's happening at Cap Radio. There will be a new Insight host taking over the show at some point soon, and I will be leaving at the end of next week. This is a change that some of you know that I have contemplated for quite a while. Cap Radio has done the same, and some of you are going to be surprised by this news, but please give the transition some time. This is a new season for Cap Radio, for the newsroom, for Insight, and for me. And I'm looking at it as one of those opportunities that come out of upheaval and adversity, which are certainly the hallmarks of life in the year 2020. Insight is a powerful point of contact for the region. You are a loyal and valued audience. You understand the voice that this broadcast can give to the community. And so it's really been a privilege and sometimes, honestly, a challenge to be with you over the last 8 years, especially in this season of COVID, which continues to be, at least for me, a moment-to-moment responsibility for finding the most accurate and important information. Add to that the social revolution of this time and how crucial it is to hear truths from as many people as possible, and we have, I think, a more significant duty than ever before. So the work of weaving and hosting the show has engulfed my life. That's been good in so many ways, but I'm so looking forward to retrieving some of that time and finding my next best and highest use. You might hear me make a few more comments before next Thursday, but for now, I think you've got the picture. Those are the highlights. So for today, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Take care. Stay safe. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak.